The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And then there were two. Elizabeth Warren has officially withdrawn from the Democratic race for President of the United States. And so, again, I think this is so funny. I think it's hysterical. The Party of Youth and Diversity has two really old white dudes representing the party. You got Joe Biden, who is 77. I thought I was old. I am a kid. I am a youth compared to Joe Biden, and Bernie Sanders is 78, a guy who not long ago had a heart attack at 78. These two really old white dudes are the face of the Democratic Party. It's just, it is just amazing. Elizabeth Warren has withdrawn. She has pulled out. And this is just my opinion. Not an expert on anything, as you know, but the fix is in. The Democrats are doing anything to keep Bernie Sanders from getting the nomination. Just like last time with Hillary. We found out after the election was over, there was a lot of dirty stuff going on in the Hillary camp and in the DNC to keep Bernie from getting the nomination. And they're doing the same thing. So you got an old white guy who is constantly making one gaffe after another. Just yesterday, I don't know whether you've seen the video or not, but he says, and this is my sister. I forget what his sister's name is, Viola Violet or something, I don't know. And this is my sister, and he grabs his wife and says, I want to introduce you to my sister. And he turns to us. Oh no! You're not my sister. You're my wife. Okay. So you've got Biden, who is constantly, you know, making some pretty serious mistakes and gaffes, and then you got Bernie Sanders, who is not a Democrat. He is a Democratic Socialist. He has always run as an independent in Vermont. Now, I'm not, and I certainly don't talk a lot about being a Republican. Yes, I am a registered Republican, but I have just about zero loyalty to any party. Yeah, Dave, I am a registered Republican. Why would I hide that? But I honestly... I have almost zero loyalty to a party. But if I were a Democrat, I don't know that I would want to admit it. So anyway, that's going on. And speaking of that, this just came out. Dateline, Oakland County, Michigan. Michigan State Police have arrested a recently celebrated Democratic Party official on several felony charges related to voter discrepancies. How many times have we heard the liberal left and the Democrats say, "You Republicans, you cheat"? Yeah. I'm quoting from the news article out of Michigan. The Michigan official who earlier this year received an award from the state's Democratic Party is now facing six felony charges for forging records and falsely marking absentee ballots as invalid during the 2018 election, reported the Detroit News. Sheila Hawkins, 38, city clerk for the city of Southfield, was arrested after the Oakland County Clerk's Office noticed discrepancies in voter counts while certifying absentee ballots from Southfield, Michigan. State police investigated and found that records had been altered so that 200 voter files were improperly listed as invalid. In other words, absentee ballots that were valid, well, they weren't marked the way this Democratic official wanted them, so she just marked them invalid. We're not going to count those. So, again, she is facing six felony charges for forging records and falsely marking absentee ballots as invalid. Now, I'm sure some of that happens on the Republican side, too. And by the way, when discovered, should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. If there is true voter suppression, if there is illegalities in the election process, whether it's Republican or Democrat, they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. We must keep our election process as pure as we possibly can. So if she's guilty, I hope they throw the book at her. And then there's this. I keep telling you that the entertainment industry is desperately trying to present the abnormal as normal. And they're trying especially to reach your kids. The wonderful story of Cinderella and the fairy godmother. Well, there's going to be a brand new live-action film version of Cinderella, but for the first time, the fairy godmother will be played by a man who loves to dress in elaborate, gaudy dresses. Yeah, he is going to portray a genderless fairy godmother. Yeah, fairy godmother that is genderless. It's Billy Porter. Now, I didn't recognize the name at all, but I recognize the pictures. This is the guy that shows up to the awards ceremonies, the Academy Awards and others. He is a 50-year-old black man, but he shows up in these outrageous dresses. I mean, just outrageous dresses, and struts his stuff. He is the one that has been chosen to portray the genderless fairy godmother in, again, this new live-action film version of Cinderella. In an interview, he said, "The kids are ready. It's the grown-ups that are slowing stuff down." The 50-year-old star, who was recently criticized for wearing an outlandish dress during a cameo on Sesame Street, replied to the criticism, "If you don't like it, don't watch it." Yeah. Porter will take on the fairy godmother role in the new musical take on Cinderella. Just another attempt. And hey, Somebody please try to convince me that a man dressing up in outrageous female apparel, dresses, and I mean, if you've seen the pictures, it's just over the top outrageous. Most women would never wear them. They're that outrageous. Somebody try to explain to me how that's normal in anybody's view. But the liberal left, controlling the entertainment industry, wants your children to believe that's just absolutely normal. All right, quick break, and Bob Burney Live will continue.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
You know, not to get any further into the whole political thing in the election, but I've heard back and forth. Is Bernie Sanders a Democrat or an independent? He is running for the nomination of the Democratic Party of America. I looked up Wikipedia, and of course they're always right. Wikipedia says that he is a Democrat. But then I looked up Bernie Sanders' very own website. This is his website. And let me read to you what he put on his own website. Bernie Sanders is serving his third term in the U.S. Senate after winning re-election in 2018. His previous 16 years in the House of Representatives make him the longest-serving independent member of Congress in American history. I cannot find one word on his website about being a Democrat. His own website. And again, let me quote again. His previous 16 years in the House of Representatives make him the longest serving independent member of Congress in American history. So you have one of the top two candidates for president from the Democratic Party that's not even a Democrat. Talk about weird, bizarre. Okay. This out of Arizona, I've been trying to keep an eye on this, and I promised you that I would. It is the bill in Arizona that would ban transgender females. Now, that's a male pretending to be a female. Would ban them from participating in women's sports. Here is the first sentence from, and this is from Fox News. Arizona House Republicans passed a controversial bill that would ban biological males who identify as transgender females from participating in women's sports. All right, now, my question, the bill is not controversial. The practice of letting biological boys compete against biological girls, that's what's controversial. There should be no controversy at all about just fairness. Quote, supporters say the Save Women's Sports Act is intended to prevent young girls and women in K-12 schools, community colleges, and state universities from being forced to compete against biological males. But opponents argue it allows for discrimination. The House Bill 2706 passed along party lines 31-29 and is now headed for the state Senate. Again, I don't think I'm naive. I think requiring girls to compete against girls and boys to compete against boys is not controversial at all. The controversy would be in allowing a biological anatomical male from unfairly participating, competing against women. Representative Nancy Bartow, a Phoenix Republican who sponsored the bill, said, quote, males should participate with males and compete against males, and females should compete against females. Hello? I don't see anything controversial about that. And then she went on to say, and here's where, again, the liberal left today are the science deniers. She says, and I quote, recent research actually verifies that even with cross-sex hormones, men have an unequivocal advantage. They've got stronger bones. They've got greater lung capacity, which, by the way, is a scientific fact. That's science. A boy can take cross-sex hormones, reduce the testosterone, increase estrogen. It does not change the lung capacity or the bone structure, which naturally gives a male, a man, a physical advantage over a girl or a woman. And yet, this bill is considered controversial. So it has passed the House of Representatives. It is now going to the Senate. I have not been able to find anything about whether the governor will sign it if it reaches his desk. I would think that this would be dealt with in the Senate pretty quickly, and we'll keep an eye on it. Democratic Representative Isela Blanc called the bill completely inappropriate. Really? She says, we're talking about kids in sports at range and athletic ability, height, weight, and age, and it's all to go after transgender girls. It makes no sense. It's completely wrong, inhumane, unkind, inappropriate, and just mean-spirited. By trying to protect girls from unfair competition? That's all it is. Trying to protect girls from unfair competition. Oh, boy. All right, we're reaching the top of the hour. We'll take the top of the hour break. And we'll be back. Yeah, I'm going to try to stay out of politics for the rest of the program. We'll return.